Welcome to the Academic Minute. I am Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Songbird populations are declining across North America. Frank Thompson, an associate cooperative professor in the University of Missouri College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources, is studying juvenile songbirds to find out why.
Nearly one-third of songbird species across North America are experiencing long-term declines. Much research has been done on nesting in adult birds, but not very much has been done on juvenile birds. We study these birds by attaching radio transmitters to nestlings just before they leave their parents' nest. We can then track their movements for several weeks to determine their survival and habitat use. We found that these juvenile songbirds are very vulnerable to environmental dangers, particularly within 3 weeks after leaving their parents' nest. The first 3 weeks out of the nest are particularly hazardous for a songbird because they're just learning to fly, they're learning how to forage and feed themselves, and parental care is decreasing. They're also searching out habitat patches that'll provide food and cover for the rest of the summer, and this sometimes requires them to move large distances and exposes them to predators. Juvenile birds often seek different habitats compared to their parents. Young songbirds often prefer denser foliage, such as in shrubland and young forest habitats, compared to the more open older forest where many of their parents often nest. Once they find good habitat and master some of these life skills, they are pretty safe and successful till the end of the summer, and then it's time for them to migrate. It's important for conservation groups and land managers to know exactly what types of habitats need to be provided to sustain bird populations. We don't want birds to go extinct because people like birds. They like to watch them and feed them. But perhaps more importantly, birds play important roles in ecosystems such as insect predation, seed dispersal, and pollination. When we see widespread declines in birds, it might also be indicating something about the health of the environment in general.
That was Frank Thompson of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change. I am sorry.